Well, I got a sidekick with me again, and once again, no shoes. But we thought we would also bring a studio audience with us today because, you know, that's never exciting. There's never any curveballs when you're filming with the live studio audience. But hey, we'll see what happens. Hey, I'm Blake. Psst, you gotta pay attention.
I'm Emily.
And this is your tailgate talk. So we are here in a field with some moo-moos. You used to call them moo-moos when you were little. Now you're all grown up. And they're chowing down on some cubes right now. But a few weeks ago, I came out to check some cows and I ran across a pretty funny scene. And I'll show you a picture of that now. In the picture, you can see this front mama cow has a calf that's you know, nursing from her. On the back side of her, you can barely see it, but there's also another calf nursing from her. And there's also another mama cow standing behind her that's nursing from her. And that mama cow has two calves nursing from her. And I affectionately call this picture the milk train. Yeah, the milk train. Apparently the second mama cow, really? I don't know why we gotta do all of that while I'm filming. So the second mama cow is way too old to be nursing. Way too old. But apparently she just thought it was a convenient time to get a drink of milk, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. There's no predicting the mindset of these animals. Sometimes they just think it's a great idea to do stuff that makes zero sense. And, well, you can see some of that happening behind me right now. Reminds me of something that Paul said in his writing to the Corinthians one time. He said, look, I came to you and I really wanted to give you meat, but I couldn't because you weren't ready for it, and so I had to give you milk. Now, what in the world was he talking about? He was telling them, look, some of you have been believers for a long time, and I wanted, deeply wanted, to give you some depth and some mature teaching. I wanted to impart some deeper things of the faith to you when I came to you. But you couldn't digest it. You couldn't handle it. You weren't ready for it. So I just had to keep giving you the surface level milk. Because your maturity wasn't there. And it just kind of makes me wonder how many of us that have been walking with Jesus for a long time still lack spiritual depth. Well, how do you get spiritual depth? How do you get spiritual maturity? It's by walking. It's by taking steps of faith. It's by exercising and growing your spiritual muscles and spending time eating spiritual food. So can I encourage you today? Would you make it a priority in your life to allow God to grow you in your spiritual maturity? Ask Him to send someone into your life. Look for someone to bring into your life that will help you grow and disciple you. If you don't know who that might be, if you're not plugged into a local church where you could have someone that might disciple you, reach out to us through this LifeWord page and we would be glad to help you find that person. Hey, I'm glad that you chose to join us on the tailgate today. As always, it is a joy to get to join you in this place, no matter where it is that we choose to drop the tailgate. Until next time, it's going to be about a week till we join you again. Until then, I pray you have a great week. We love you. I'm Blake. And this has been your Tailgate Talk. We'll see you next week.